Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
So this happened on the show yesterday. Take a listen. Sadie Sink thinks Eleven is actually dead at the end of Stranger Things.
Alert. Are you joking?
Who is her character on the show?
Max.
I mean, it's been 2 weeks.
It has not been 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a week.
It's been a week? I thought it came out
New
Christmas
Year's
Day.
No, the final episode was
okay,
New
Okay, it's
Year's.
Been 8 days.
I just
If you haven't
it.
Watched it in 8 days, you're not a fan. I'm moving on.
Ugh.
Question number three, Kennedy.
Please keep that, because one day it's going to be the other way around.
8 days is plenty of time, right?
I just watched it yesterday.
Like
so
I said,
no.
I told you as soon as you watched it, I was going to talk about it. Got a lot of messages yesterday after I mentioned some spoilery things from Stranger Things. And I contend it has been over a week now. When are we ever going to be able to talk about it if it's
you
not a week later?
You can talk about it whenever you want. You have to let people know it's coming. Period.
Why? We're going to talk about what happened in the game on Monday from what happened Sunday. Isn't that the same thing?
No.
I recorded the game. I didn't watch it yet. How dare you talk about it today?
You have said that in your life, sir.
But there's nothing I can do about it. It just is what it is.
I actually have stopped watching shows I loved because they kept getting spoiled for me. Sons of Anarchy on Facebook.
Right.
Someone would post immediately while the show was happening and I was
sure.
out.
Sure.
Like, Opie died. I'm like, I didn't even...
You just ruined it for somebody,
yeah,
Dan.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. Opie dies.
And what is the text message that started all this up?
So after that in CBK happened, we got a text from the 617. Some of us started the series over Christmas break and haven't even made it to season 5 yet. To which I replied, the series has been out for 10 years. That's kind of on you. And then the 617
well,
said,
thank you, Dan.
It's a little tight.
But I know it was the end of the show. Maybe I was a little cranky.
Maybe a little.
In retrospect, it could have been nicer. You're
yes.
right. I'll work on it, Kennedy.
Yeah, yeah.
And the 617 also said, but the finale hasn't been out for a week. I said, well, today's the 8th day.
Yeah.
And then they said, okay, guess I'm not listening to your show again until I finish the series. And then they hit me with a peace sign emoji.
Well said.
To say that they are out.
Well said.
To what I said, you can't realistically expect us to not talk about the biggest thing in pop culture because you are personally behind. We still love you.
617-655-1234. So we're going to take some calls. Whatever you guys think, if we should have to wait 24 hours or 48 hours or a week or don't wait, whatever it is you guys say, and I will do better to abide by that. We have Christy from Derry. Good morning. What do you think, Derry? Or Derry. Christy, what do you think?
I said two full weekends to give everyone a chance to watch it. If you haven't watched it after two full weekends, it's your own fault.
I don't hate that. Do you feel that the holiday schedule needs to play into that a little bit? Like some people, like Carson, I feel like you guys were home for the holidays, right? So you
right.
could watch all the TV you want. Like
right.
I was totally away. I didn't
mm-hmm.
even have a TV near me or Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to wait to get back. So over the holidays especially, I feel you need to give a little extra buffer.
A little grace. Time has no meaning over the holiday break. So it's really hard.
I kind of gauge it though on what is happening around us. And there was an interview by one of the stars of Stranger Things making the rounds this week where they talked about the fact that they didn't think Eleven died or they did
right,
die or whatever.
I get that, but you don't have to watch that if you don't want to. Everybody listening to this radio station is listening and doesn't have a choice the way you did it yesterday. Didn't have a choice to turn it off.
You don't have to go on the internet.
Like I said, you don't have to go on the internet.
Right.
But they're listening to our station. We deserve to give them a little bit of a heads up. Nothing? You got nothing? You got nothing?
No,
ha,
I got nothing.
Sir?
Thank you for calling
Thank
in, Christy.
You.
I just feel like it's our job to talk about pop culture. And if we have to wait 2 full weeks to talk about the biggest thing in pop culture, it's no longer the biggest thing in pop culture.
You don't have to wait. You just got to give an alert.
Yeah,
you just got to let them know it's coming.
If I was you in that situation, I'd have hit them with a spoiler alert.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the only thing I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just that. That and that alone. Spoiler alert.
Loretta, are you there?
I am.
Okay. Loretta's from Lowell.
Lowell.
What do you think?
I think people need to chill out and pull up their big girl pants. It won't matter even if you say spoiler alert because somebody can tune in right after you say that.
But at least we try. Don't act like you just won, Carson.
Game. We,
all he needs is
match.
One.
But at least we tried. Is all I'm trying
they
to
knew,
say.
They knew. People knew yesterday or the day before when he started to talk about it, and you're like, I haven't watched it. And he said, as soon as you watch it, I'm going to talk
they
about it.
They didn't know I'd watched it.
But
That's
I knew.
The first time I said it.
But I knew. I knew you had watched it. That's
no,
why I
you
waited.
Said you were going to watch it, that you yeah. were going to watch it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So wait, I'm sorry. Somehow this is my fault?
It is your fault.
All right.
No, you watched it, so I knew it was okay to
fault.
Talk about.
Good enough. Got you, Loretta.
Love you, Loretta.
Someone from the 978 says, you spoiled the winner of Survivor a couple years ago, and I will never forgive you.
How about this one, Kennedy?
Okay.
You are not allowed to spoil a show for a year.
That's ridiculous.
A year. I am unable to call. Ideally, you should not talk about spoilers for a year.
Again, I think, well, I feel that's a bit drastic.
Guys, but I got some news about the movie The Sixth Sense.
Didn't you spoil that on air, too?
He did.
617.
My God.
No, I didn't see that movie. I didn't know what the spoiler was in that one until years
that
later.
That is so untrue.
617-655-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.